We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart getting you through your Saturday on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Oh, God. Here we go.
One if I land, two if I see.
Saturday, 11 to 3. If we have an old saying up in Maine, Andy,
you can
be
say
ready.
It. You can do it.
The ball doesn't lie.
Yo, shout out to Charles Manson. You know he has two masters, and he still said that.
Yes. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
He might be the best on-air personality here.
I'm sensitive. Again, there's no place we'd rather be in a beautiful, sunny day than inside an air-conditioned studio with you. There's no place we'd rather be.
But moving on.
No, we gotta move on now.
You said you would never do a show with me.
That's a lot.
Well, you know.
Now here you are.
I'm a team player.
Become quite, as you would say, a pussy.
Yeah.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hour number four here on Mark and Hart. On WEI, number to get in, 617-779-7937. What about you, Hart? Show's flown by.
Tremendous.
Flying by, which is nice.
I got to tell you something. I make fun of you a lot on the show. And
I make fun of you, too.
When you misspeak masters. I took a page out of your book today. I usually park right over here by the door. But today...
I noticed
you always park under the shade.
Yes.
Today, being whatever the hell it is out there, awful,
I
parked way over in the shade. Took a page out of your book, so I learned
I have
from you.
There's a couple things you
can help me out with.
Well, you have to. You have to. We got a guy coming up, I believe, after us, Brian Barrett. Guy was parking in front, and I'm like, dude, you park in the back, you can come right here to the studio. You don't be going down all the stairs in the and I showed him. He's like, oh, okay. So there's that.
I don't even know how to get in the front door. I've never come in that
door. Yeah, it's just, why would you? I've always been a backdoor man myself.
I've heard that about you.
617-779-7937.
I heard a lot of things about you.
7937. I bet you have. Well, what did they say in the wrestling business? Believe none of what you hear, only half of what you see.
Poop show. I don't think that's just a wrestling quote. I think life quote. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not everything goes back to your wrestling
career. Yeah, that's a wrestling quote.
How's that going? I thought you were going to go get a job down at... What is it? AEW?
No, they're going to get on TV. They're going to get on TNT pretty soon. They have a deal. I think it's going to start in October, but they have a deal. So it's kind of good. The late, great Dusty Rhodes, his son is going to be on the Turner Network and Cody Rhodes. And that's so good for them. I know nobody here, probably anyone knows what the hell we're talking about, but regardless, it's
wrestling,
all good.
And it ties into football.
It does.
Shad Khan and his son are big investors, right?
Oh, he owns it. Yeah.
And isn't Tony Khan also the one who brought the analytics department to the Jags? I believe he oversaw their analytics department for a while.
Right. Not someone, although a charter member of the Lucky Sperm Club.
Correct.
But a guy.
Born on third base.
But a guy who earns it, unlike some other people.
Sure.
Okay.
So who's their biggest star?
Shane McMahon.
All right, relax.
Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega. They got a lot.
Jericho's wrestling film?
Oh, dude, he's awesome. He's still great there. Yeah, they got a big, the Young Bucks.
We don't need to go down this road, but I truly believe wrestling needs competition. Oh, it was never better than when it was WCW
versus Monday Night Wars.
Monday Night Wars.
Right.
They need to find a way to bring competition. Monopolies
everybody,
don't work.
Everybody needs competition.
Correct.
You know, we all need competition. 617-779-7937. And this station needed competition, and we got it 9 years ago when the other guys across the street opened up. Everybody needs competition. You all need it. All right, let's
Chad Finn needs competition as a media writer in this town.
Well, maybe he'll get it.
He's got a monopoly on the operation. It's not fair.
Well, maybe he'll get it.
It's not objective.
Somebody from the Herald maybe needs to step up.
Yes. Remember they used to have the old guy that did it a long time ago?
I think he's retired. Long time ago.
Might be dead.
Chester and Haverhill is up next on Mark and Hart. What's up, Chester?
How you doing, guys?
Good,
great show. Thanks for taking the call. I want to come to this Tyreek Hill in a different outlook on it. I haven't heard anybody mention it, but I'm wondering why it took almost a year for them to come to some kind of a decision. If this had been an ordinary person that did this, they would have had him in front of a grand jury in like 2 weeks. I think there may be something going on between the owners and maybe the St. Louis Police Department, the Kansas City Police Department and stuff, and the prosecuting there, just because they're maybe not a well-to-do franchise and they want to keep it out. But I think there's something there. And I think one way to voice our mass distaste with this thing is every time he steps on the field is boo the you-know-what out of him.
Yeah, that certainly isn't going to happen in Kansas City, where I'm sure they're going to cheer him. But now, I don't know why the police weren't able to find enough evidence. And it's hard in these situations where there is sort of a muddy water. And this happens all the time, you know. I've had a lot of parents tell me, you go to the hospital with an injury for your child, and they start asking questions. Like, you know, why is there a bruise there?
It's their job.
But then proving it is a whole different thing. If you don't have, as you said, a video, a smoking gun type video, and there isn't in this case, and we're not even sure. There's no smoking gun evidence in terms of even audio in this case in regards to the actual broken arm. You know,
I think one place they made a egregious error was not taking the kid out of that situation.
Well, we've actually gotten conflicting reports now that
he may not be in the custody of Tyreek right. Hill or his ex, Crystal. So we don't know for sure, but hopefully the kid is out of danger and harm's way, Chester.
Right, right. And hopefully either he or his girlfriend won't have access to him other than, you know, supervised visits or something like that, if that is true.
Right.
That they have taken him away.
Right, but that's not the be-all, end-all.
To protect the kid.
They do, but that's also not the be-all, end-all, because a kid growing up without a relationship with either parent not exactly a great start to his life.
No. I'm not saying it is, but, I mean, it's not a great start if one of your parents, 3 years old, you're going to have memories of somebody harming you.
Yep, I agree.
I can't imagine that as being a painless break, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the worst part of this whole thing.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Chester.
You know, unfortunately, the NFL, it goes back to the old Denzel Washington line in Training Day.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Right.
That's it. And it's the proof. Like, they couldn't prove anything. By the way, Crystal Espinal, she filed a petition earlier this month. So this is just less than 2 weeks ago to have custody and child support of twins born earlier this month. She filed a petition to determine paternity, custody, residency, parenting time, and child support on Thursday. And the court documents asked for custody of the twins because she and Hill, quote, are not married, have never been married, and do not intend to be married. She requested the court determine Hill paternity and give her sole legal custody and residency of the minor children. Further asked to set a schedule for, quote, supervised parenting times, what Chester and Haverhill just talked about, and force Hill to pay, quote, appropriate child support.
Right.
So, I mean, that's it. I just hope that.
But that was for the twins. That's not the 3-year-old with a broken arm. That's a separate issue. They had twins.
They had twins.
So this is three children.
She's for all of them.
Right. But. And the appropriate, what was the word? Appropriate financial support?
Appropriate child
also
support.
Could evolve. Because as I said, there is at some point a big contract extension coming. Although, I mean, if the Chiefs wanted to send a message, they could certainly send a message and not give him, use this in negotiations. But my guess is the way they've done this, they drafted him, right? They took a chance on him when he was toxic to most teams, I think. And now they've supported him through this. They didn't release him when people like Mike Florio were saying he needs to be banned from the league for life. They did release Hunt almost immediately after his incident because why? There was videotape.
And the former Chiefs GM John Dorsey picked him up right away.
Correct.
Cleveland.
So the Chiefs have sort of supported him all along through this. So my guess is he's going to get a big contract down the road.
Oh, you would imagine. 617-779-7937. Owen in Bristol, Rhode Island is up next. Hey, Owen.
Yes, good afternoon. My comment is in the context of the tape that I've heard played most frequently. And that is where his girl at the time accuses him of an activity and he responds to her. She says to him stuff that he did abusive wise. He makes no comment relative to that. He doesn't affirm it and he doesn't deny it. He then immediately says to her, what about you? And it may have been a belt or some other, I'm going to use the word weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And she acknowledges what she did. And strictly on that, and I know there's other areas of the tape, strictly on that, I would say she was is the one that should be charged.
Could be. Hey, Owen, all I know is this at the end of the, I'm not, and I don't disagree with you. All I know is that nothing's been done. That, you know, mysteriously, this 3-year-old boy has a broken arm and nobody's accountable for it. Nothing.
And that's a disgrace.
That is a disgrace. And then the law, the authorities in whatever county Kansas City's in, they should absolutely be ashamed. I mean, this is absolutely a total embarrassment, an indictment of that police department down there, and absolutely ashamed that nothing's being done about this. That's
but the NFL had a chance to do something as well.
And
the NFL has a chance to send a message and say, this is not acceptable. We didn't find the smoking gun evidence, but you're missing the first four games.
And I'm telling you, you know, they say you can't account one for the other. I'm telling you, because the way the Chiefs handled Kareem Hunt, it seems like the NFL is letting them off. They're giving them a warning on Tyreek Hill. It's like, okay, you were proactive on Kareem Hunt. You got him rid of him right away. Because as we talked about, Andy, you know, the most devalued position in football, if not sports, is the running back position.
Right.
They're a dime a dozen. But now we're going to sort of give you a slap on the wrist, or not even a slap on the wrist.
Nothing.
On Tyreek Hill. It seems like, well, it was a quid pro quo type of scenario.
Yes, and I would even take a slap on a wrist at this point. They didn't slap anything.
No,
he is
anything.
Going to be in camp. He's going to be on the field.
Nothing
as of now.
Children
Nothing.
In this country are far from protected.
And they should be the utmost priority.
Absolutely.
In terms of safety, Owen. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your phone call. 617-779-7937. All right, so Lou has been going at it. Lou Marlone with Chad Finn. And we have a Richard Deitch is his pronunciation on his podcast. Chad Finn actually went on with Richard Deitch. This was a while ago, though, if I'm not mistaken. And let's just say he was talking about this station, WEI, and here's what he had to say.
I guess I would ask you, any outside forces behind this or something else?
It seems that way. I mean, that's certainly their contention. That and I know some of it is true. That I don't know what you'd call him. I guess I mean, here's somebody who listened to the station, powerful, rich guy in the market, and took umbrage with some things that they said about transgender kids. He went after the advertisers and was relentless about it, and it had a really significant effect. I don't know if that ultimately played into Jerry leaving, though. It certainly did with Kirk.
Okay, he was talking about Jerry and Kirk and all that. So, that being said, the reason why we play that is because, obviously, Lou has been going at it with Chad Finn. Tim and Lowell has something he wants to say. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, boys. I'm going to make a positive prediction about your show in the future, but let me get to Chad Finn first. And three cheers to Lou Maloney for taking him on. I have to laugh, and I will admit I am a loyal, faithful listener to WEI since they came on the air. Chad Finn, to mock this station, here's a guy who works for a newspaper that sold to $1. $1 the Globe so far. You guys could have bought the Globe for what it costs, for what you carry in your pocket for pocket change.
How about that stupid Boston Globe? It's worthless. Sold for $1.
Exactly right. You hit, and you know what? And I haven't bought the Globe for 20 years at least. And you know, the only reason why he still has a job is because the owner has deep pockets and he wants to keep his trophy wife happy by giving her something to do so she runs the Globe. And it's a joke for him to take you guys on. Three cheers to Lou. I mean, Price has proved his, you know, I became a fan of his with what he did last year, but he's just self-destructive. I just can't believe how he stepped into this. He's just self-destructive.
That's a good description, guys, self-destructive. Now get to the positive part about our show.
Yeah. No. By the way, Tim, can I got to ask you this, too. Yeah. Do you sort of, when David Price takes the bump, do you root against him?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not. I mean, I wasn't happy. You know, I didn't believe he would ever be a champion. I didn't think he had it in him. But I got to give credit where credit is due, Mark. And he did what he needed to do last year. He pitched great against Houston. He should have been a co-MVP along with Pierce. I hear all the things about him being a great teammate, and I do believe that. I read where he stayed with Eovaldi after that seven-inning loss, and he stayed with him the whole time working out in the clubhouse. That's a good teammate. But one quick comment, I got to talk about you guys. When Trini was going at it with Lou, my German Shepherd thought she was hearing the coyotes out in the Drake State Park.
Okay, it's not like I ever started.
There you go. Not yet. Now you know what a coyote sounds like, because believe me, I hear them out in the Drake State Forest on the low line here. But about you guys, I'm going to make a prediction. The under over will be 3 months, and the under is the favorite, 6-5. You guys will be running the midday show within 3 months at WEEI, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see what happens. We appreciate the kind words. We appreciate the kind words. Listen.
I'll be doing the midday show next week.
You will be. Oh, well,
10-2 with Dale Arnold.
He was right.
Take the under.
He took the under.
I'll be with Dale first couple days here, and then later in the week live from Patriots training camp down in Foxborough, Gillette Stadium.
It's so good to – I know it's – even the first couple days are in shells, right?
Yeah.
But it's just so good to just see them back on the field and know that football season and you know, we all – even though, like, when we get to the first preseason game, it's like we love it because it's just give us something to know that we're that much closer to the real stuff. When Pittsburgh comes in here on, I think, Sunday night, September 8th, the first opening weekend on a Sunday night game, NBC, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth in the house. It's just so good to know that football is almost here. The summer is so long. It's so grueling. But I will tell you this. As much as we have bagged on David Price and whatever, like, from a content standpoint, it's been beautiful for us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank you, David Price. Thank you for
being sensitive and not being able to step away from Twitter and not being able to help yourself and responding with emojis and then saying it's lit and then going out and making a jackass of yourself by apparently only seeing maybe 10 seconds of a documentary on Eck that was supposed to be Eck on Eck, and you still missed the guys talking about him.
Thank you.
You're right. Thank him.
And you obviously got some – he didn't watch it because I saw it, and I saw the guys talk about it. All right, Freddie Lynn didn't like him. So what? What do you think it's the, you know, that was the only teammate that didn't like Eck? Or, I mean, Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent almost came to blows. So what? They were still two great players. Obviously, Barry Bonds, prior to steroids, is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And with steroids, he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He's a Hall of Famer, no matter what. That's what happens. Kyrie Irving and Terry Rozier didn't get along, or Jaylen Brown didn't get, I mean.
Any office in America or any business you go into, not everybody's going to like everybody else. And guess what? The two people that both dislike each other can both be decent people. Doesn't mean they're bad people if somebody dislikes you, right?
That's right.
Personalities, you rub people the wrong way. A lot of people,
and you,
right?
You do too.
That's true.
Yes.
And yet we work.
We work. Here we are.
We're like the Balky Bartokomis in the, remember the Russian, what was that show? The Perfect Strangers.
Oh, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
We just work together.
Well, that's just it.
You're more Balky.
Sometimes positive, negative.
Right. Opposites attract.
It's like one of those things.
Paula Abdul, two steps forward, one step back.
Ying Yang. Are you a big Paula Abdul fan?
I loved her.
Yeah, she was great back in the day.
I was like eight years old when she came out.
Like when she was prior to American Idol, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, when she had that album, the video with the dancing cartoon leopard.
Like she had it. Yeah, we don't need to hear it, Amy.
We do. It's good stuff.
No, we're good on that. Like, if you're going to play.
What's that, louder?
Oh, man. But she was, at one point in the early 90s, man, she was all over the place. Anybody to go from Lakers cheerleader to, like, a bona fide pop music star, I give her nothing but the utmost respect on that. All right, we'll come back. Please stop.
You don't like Paula Abdul?
No, no, no.
You don't like catchy pop music?
No. Are you a music snob? I'm not a music snob, but I just like she wasn't bad. This song wasn't good. This is entertaining. She had better songs than this. She had better songs.
This is entertaining.
Didn't she have a video with Keanu Reeves?
I don't know.
Didn't she at one point she had a video with Keanu Reeves? Like, it was like,
I forgot what the name of it, but Keanu Reeves was in one of her videos.
I'm not up on the Paul Abdul discography.
Yeah, Annie Hart, like, that was like his favorite star.
I liked her.
Yeah, I was more Public Enemy NWA phase at that time.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. You brought rap music to Lester Mass. You're a hard ass.
Paul, we'll take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Price versus Zach, who you got? Yankees now still up 6-0. They're going to keep their lead in the American League East. The Red Sox, 3 games back in the American League playoff spot for the second wild card spot. Chime in on that, 617-779-7937.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
Honestly, I just think it's trash. If anybody ever does a special on me after baseball, I won't need to go on that interview. I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to stand up for myself. He either needs to move on or we can meet. One of the two. If he says he wants to move on, stop talking about it.
2-2 first from Price to Broxton on the way. Swinging his hammer deep to left. There it goes. He on Broxton connect. 15 rows back in left field. It's a two-run shot, and it is 6-2 for Baltimore.
I hold all the cards now, and that feels so good. So
he can't pitch in the postseason. He can't do it.
The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball weakly to the charging second baseman. VR scoop slips to first, and this one is over. The Orioles roll over the Red Sox tonight. Final Baltimore 11 and Boston 2.
Oh, yuck.
Good stuff. Good stuff there, Eamon. Oh, boy. Is there a more unlikable athlete than David Price? And for him, it was truly poetic justice for him to get shelled last night. It was perfect for sports radio. It's just a thing. Now you wonder if the Red Sox, I don't think they're going to get swept by Baltimore, but if they do, I didn't think they'd get shelled last night either. Now this becomes, now everyone starts pointing the finger at Price. Now you have Rays and Yankees, 13 games against either the Rays or Yankees for the next couple weeks.
What if you win all those?
Well, that I wouldn't hold your breath on that. I would not do that. Your thoughts on, well, you know the one thing, Eamon, go back to the beginning. All right, he says it's trash, but just play the beginning. I'll tell you where to stop.
Honestly, I just think it's trash. You know, he had an unbelievable career, 25 seasons. He's a Hall of Famer. I saw his special on MLB Network. It was cool. And one thing that definitely stood out to me, he had zero former teammates in that interview. Not one. Talking about him. It was him talking about himself. If anybody ever does a special on me after baseball, I won't need to go on that interview. I will have former teammates. I will have former coaches. They can all vouch for me. He didn't have that. And to me, that is, that's all you need to know. That tells the entire story right there. My teammates will vouch for me. My coaches will vouch for me. He doesn't have that, so he has to vouch for himself. I'm going to stick up for myself at all times. I don't care what backlash I get, the negative attention. I'm fine with that, but I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to stand up for myself. He either needs to move on or we can meet.
All right, stop right there. That's the part. We can meet. It sound like there, he's like, we can throw.
He needs to move on, right? We can meet.
And that and right there.
Then he continues at some point to say, ain't nothing going to happen. Like, that he is considering physical confrontation is part of the thought process.
Yeah, because it's beyond the apology state. We can meet like men and
let's
throw
do
hands.
This.
Let's
do
throw
this.
Hands.
Like a bagel guy.
Yeah.
Will step outside?
Yeah.
Attack me.
Well, did you see Bagel Guy might be getting into some reality star?
Yes.
He might make six figures on that.
And I hate it, but I'll watch it.
I would too.
I hate it with a passion.
I know.
And I won't be able to help myself. I'll watch it.
But it's just a train wreck.
Depends who he fights, though. Who's he going to fight?
Oh, they have it.
Screech?
No, they
have it. Saved by the Bell or something?
No, some guy who was also involved in some viral thing in Alabama. They have it in New York Post. Oh, you got to get the Post. Oh, here it is. Antoine Dodson. This guy, little bagel brawler, signs on to box. Chris Morgan, 45 years old, the diminutive Long Island deli customer who became a target of viral scorn after being tackled by a fellow customer for aggressively ranting about his dating struggles at the shop. the 5-foot-nothing star of Bagel Boss Meltdown. He might fight a possible opponent will be Antoine Dotson, another viral video star known for his response to an Alabama home intruder in 2010. But Antoine Dotson doesn't look like he's going to...
2010?
Yeah, this is...
19 years ago?
9 years ago.
I mean, 9 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, not 19.
No,
come on.
But
too many hits to the head for Hart.
Yeah, I get a little CTE I need to work through. Yeah. But he's still relevant?
Well, I don't
nine
know.
9 years ago, he was viral?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So that's what they're... And the guy's 6'4".
Is this on Fox? Feels like a Fox production.
Yeah, I guess the guy said, quote, when he, a home intruder, he said, quote, they're raping everybody out here. That's what the guy who was yelling when there was a home intruder in his home.
I don't care. I'll still watch.
Oh, I would watch it too.
I'm the reason that the world is going down this crap hole because people say they hate it and then yet they watch, and I will be one of them.
Yeah, the cleaning business owner lives in a 2008 Chrysler Town & Country minivan mobile home in the parking lot of Nino's Deli in Bayshore. So they know where that's where he's living right now. Isn't that amazing? He can make six figures possibly on this. That's what they're saying. They're saying that someone's going to put the money together. He could possibly earn up to six figures. I'm like, good for him, man. Get him in a place. And wow, that's sad. At the end of the day, we laugh. It's at our own amusement, but that's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad because they bottomed out. That's the problem.
Yeah, they bottomed out.
I'd fight you, though. For $100,000?
Oh, yeah. If I got $100,000, oh, God, I'd fight Amy. I'd fight anybody for $100,000.
Well, anybody?
Well, no.
You might want to rethink that step.
No, but
you know the old Mike Tyson? Would you fight Mike Tyson for $100,000?
No, Tyson Fury. That'd have to be. No, you take a dive. Yeah, you take a dive.
Before they even get anywhere near you?
Right. Yeah, you take the dive.
Trip coming out of the corner.
Well, it'd have to be more. With those guys, you're talking seven figures.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't do it.
Well,
because death, not worth it.
No, you take the dive. All right. So, you know, I mentioned before about the rats in the Upper West Side of New York City.
Yes.
There's been a lot of great white shark sightings around Wellfleet in the Cape.
Yes.
I'd been to New York City for nearly 15 years till I finally saw my first rat in New York City. And they said, look down at the track. So now I am. Actively, I want to go to the Cape and find and see a great white shark sighting. I want to see one. I don't want to be in the water when there's there.
You're going to put a wetsuit on, paddle out on a board?
No. Don't
splash. I think you're supposed to splash your legs, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then, so I am actively pursuing trying to find a great white shark in the Cape.
Okay. Why?
I just want to see one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I want to see what, like.
But what, so you want to see it from the beach?
Yeah, sure.
Or a boat?
No, the beach, not the boat. Because I
you're a little bit of meow.
You know, Jennifer Aniston, you know she's never actually gone into a beach because of the movie Jaws. She's never gone in the water.
Really?
No, seriously, she said that. She's never gone into the water because of Jaws.
This shark, swallow you whole.
Swallow you whole.
And by the way, Andy, like, with one of its back teeth, it could swallow me whole.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, I'm 196, you know, soaking wet.
So what do you feel like you're going to get out of this?
I'm fascinated with Jaws. I'm fascinated. Someone actually asked me, now let me ask you this. Would you ever go down to Australia and get in the cage?
No.
Billy Donovan did it, the coach of the Oklahoma City.
No.
You would never do that?
No. Why? What do I get out of it?
But what if someone said, okay, Andy, tax-free, we'll pay you $150,000?
I would do it.
Okay.
I would definitely do it.
So otherwise,
what's the point? I can go to an aquarium and see a shark. And be very close. There's a piece of glass between me. It's the same as the cage, but there's no fear that he's going to get me.
Do they have him over the Boston Aquarium here?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, like, why do I need to be in the water in a cage? One of my former coworkers at the Patriots, the team photographer, David Silverman, did that last summer when swimming with the sharks, took a bunch of crazy pictures.
In Australia?
I don't know where, but in the cage, in the water, taking pictures. Yeah. He's a little cuckoo. He chased tornadoes the summer before that. He's been doing these weird bucket list summer excursions.
Well, I'm with you. I'm going to go to the Boston Aquarium first and just kind of see it there.
Seeing it from the beach, you're going to see maybe sort of the outline and the fin.
But it just, to me.
If you're going to do it, do it. Get your ass on a paddleboard, put the wetsuit on, and go out there.
Oh, no way.
And you have a lot of people around New England rooting for the shark.
Someone said, put a seal suit on. Sharks will love you.
They will love you.
They will put a seal suit.
It's a great story. You'll be famous.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be famous, right?
No.
Yeah, you clearly have a little
No. Not like Bagel Guy.
National radio
guy. No. I'm not like Bagel Guy. I want to live.
We'll call you all Peg Leg James as you come in here.
But think about being in the cage. Would you...
No.
No, but just think about, like, would you, like, be scared? Like, they say, hey, this is a steel and fort.
Doesn't matter. No way. Why? Because what if you get the big one, the Meg? Meg just swallows the whole cage.
The 30-footer.
Like freaking Pinocchio living in the belly of a Meg.
Oh,
why would you do that?
That's...
Like, I think it'd be cool to see one. If you're out in a boat and you're, ferry crossing and you're looking down and like, holy crap, a great white.
Right. But that's what I mean.
Great story.
Right.
But I wouldn't seek it out. There's no way I would seek it out on a paddleboard, a little boat, a cage, anything.
Like, I saw...
Careful what you wish for.
No, I know. I saw it out a New York City rat, and thankfully they were down on the subway track, so I could just look at them and take with my iPhone and
plus, it's just a rat.
Yeah, it's that's true.
Like, a shark can, I think we're going to need a bigger boat, and all of a sudden you're toast.
That's why I don't want to be in the boat. I want to be on the beach just to see,
but then you're not really going to see it. It's going to be tough to see. It'll be like, oh, is that a fin or is it the kid swimming around with the fin strapped to his back?
Western Australia, Great Whites, that's where you can go there. It's a once-in-a-lifetime great white shark experience. And
you know why it's once-in-a-lifetime?
Yes.
You die.
Yeah.
If it ends your lifetime.
That's it. Yeah. You
don't do it twice. They chum the water and you're toast.
Oh, man. It's fascinating, though.
It's fascinating, but it's cooler to watch on TV and read about. I don't need to get up close and personal with a shark, just like I don't need to skydive, right?
No, that's, yeah. That,
what's the point?
Yeah.
I've been in a plane, I've looked down, I've seen what it looks like, it looks cool.
Now, what would it be like, I'm just thinking about this, like, I love to jet ski. What if you got a jet ski and there's a shark chasing you? Like,
I feel like the jet ski can outrun him, just to run out of gas.
Oh, man.
Like, that would be a cool story, but I would never seek it out.
No, think about this,
like,
though.
Like, don't chum the water behind your jet ski.
No, think about this, though. You're on a jet ski in Wellfleet, right? You're and you go out and they tell you, you don't go out that far. Like, first of all, you don't need to go out very far. They'll come to you.
Right.
Apparently, from what I hear. It's like sharks on demand.
Yeah, because the seals are on the beach.
But
sunning.
Right. So what if you go out and then it's like you see the fin come up. Tell me how effing scared you would
be. I would see how fast that thing could go in the other direction.
Holy, if that fin comes up, dude, I don't even know. Like, I might just freeze.
What do you mean freeze?
Like, I'd freeze. Like, you
just
like
sit there and let it.
Well, just like the boy in Jaws 2, he froze.
I would definitely not freeze.
Wow.
I'm on a jet ski, I would be full acceleration the hell out of there.
Oh, my God. I hope it would be like someone would be recording it, you outrunning the shark on a jet ski.
Oh, that would be good. The drone footage of you running from. Yeah.
Or just somebody on an iPhone, like with a phone.
That would be cool.
That would be
cool. But every once in a while, you don't see these fishing trips where they're reeling in some other kind of fish, and just as they're about to pull it out of the water.
And he's like, boom.
The great white just jumps out to eat.
Because I remember one time being on Nauset Beach in Orleans, like right there on the Cape, and we had to get out of there because it was like a tiger shark. So it was something that was just, 4 foot, 5 foot. But, like, imagine seeing a 25-footer.
No.
Like, holy
crap. No, I can't.
Crap.
Oh, I don't want to.
617-779-7937. Mark, you can do that now at Cape Cod. You can do that right now.
Yeah, go down there today.
Wow.
As soon as we leave here.
Yeah, it's
3 o'clock.
Suit. Yeah.
Get down there, put a nice, shiny seal suit on, kick around, flail a little bit in the water, maybe even cut yourself, bleed a little bit.
Oof.
Really pull them in.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, final
You'll
segment.
Be famous, though.
Yeah.
You'll be viral. You'll have one leg, and then you can fight Bagel Guy with one leg. You make another $100,000. Boom. Career's taken off.
No, it had to be a lot more than that. Because you're right. Because you're basically your entire anatomy and livelihood for the rest of your life is basically you're become somewhat physically enabled.
Yes, and I bet it hurts.
I would bet.
Those sharp teeth coming down. I bet you that drags you down.
Oh, my God.
Now you're in the water. You're drowning. You're getting eaten. You're not drowning. You're getting cut.
Well, remember that one female surfer there? She in Hawaii, didn't she had her, arm?
Yes, her arm came off.
Ripped off?
Well, ripped off. Yeah, it didn't come off. Something took it off.
Crazy. Final segment up next. Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
So what if you go out and then it's like you see the fin come up? Tell me how effing scared you would
be. I would see how fast that thing could go in the other direction.
Holy, if that fin comes up, dude, I don't even know. Like, I might just freeze.
What do you mean freeze?
Like, I'd freeze. Like, you
just
like
sit there and let it.
Well, just like the boy in Jaws 2, he froze.
I would definitely not freeze.
Wow.
If I'm on a jet ski, I would be full acceleration the hell out of there.
Oh, my God. All right, final segment here on Mark and Hart. We had a lot of great calls today. Not really any bad ones. They were really good for the most part. I got to admit, they were, I don't remember any bad calls. You usually remember the bad ones.
Can't Fix Stupid was a good one.
I love that one.
The one that had us,
Amy, we got any ones you clipped off?
You Can't Fix Stupid. That's
See, that's not a good call to end the show with. That clip that for
drops.
Ever. Forever.
Drops.
Can't Fix Stupid. Tremendous.
Already in drops.
Yeah,
tremendous.
Yeah. That's just so good.
How about this one?
I want to thank you guys. I think you guys are phenomenal together. You guys do an incredible show, and you're very knowledgeable.
It's a good call.
That was a nice call.
We have some very, very intelligent listeners, clearly.
Yeah, yep. They're very complimentary, which is very nice. What do you got going on the rest of the weekend?
I am going to find some water to jump in and a beer to put in my hand.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to get dinner. I'm going to go get something to eat right after the show. There's this great place. Having spent a lot of time in the South, I love barbecue. Love barbecue. Great barbecue. And I know there's some places up here, but there's a chain, and it's not really a barbecue place. It's a chicken finger place next to on the campus of BU next to a Gannis Arena called Raising Cane's.
Okay.
They have no other place can get. Look at Eamon. Eamon's all right. Eamon, you been?
Raising Cane's is fire.
And the cane sauce with the chicken, like Andy, I will tell you.
David Price lit.
Super lit.
It's biblical. It's that good. And they make the sweet tea they make. There's only one place in anywhere in the Northeast that I've ever had sweet tea. Now, granted, they're a chain, I think, based out of Texas. So we only have one of them here. That's it. Next day.
You're bringing it next Saturday. Is that how?
Damn,
it sounds right. Like he's bringing it next Saturday.
I think I'm headed over there right now after the show.
It's the drip.
Well, it's lit. Yes.
Still bring it next Saturday.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
But for your pal.
The sweet tea is just off the hook.
I don't think I like sweet tea.
Oh, you'd love this.
I don't know if I've
ever
had it. I don't like iced tea.
You've never had sweet tea?
I don't know. I've never had iced tea.
It's like mainlining sugar.
But you like sort of subscribe to the TB12. You're not.
No.
No?
I am the opposite of
really?
TB12.
Really? You eat?
I work out to eat.
Okay, good.
I went for a run this morning so that I can have six beers later and then burgers.
Because you got to live, man.
And I live quite well.
You eat meat, red meat, right?
God,
okay,
yes.
Good. Steak, you're a steak. Like
burgers with bacon, please.
Because
cheese.
I mean, it's like, you got to live, dude. You got to eat what you want.
Well, we don't exactly, Brady has reason to eat that way. He is the greatest quarterback. He lives a life.
No, I know.
I'm going to die somewhere between 60 and 90. So if I extend it 5 years, what do I care? I want to live the first 60 and enjoy it.
Would you want to say 70 and 90?
Well, sure. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Right. So Brady, though, it's amazing to me. Like Steve, the late great Steve Sable from NFL Films, he did a thing with Tom Brady after he won his first Super Bowl. And I mean, Brady had this huge, like this pudgy face.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, you look at him now, it's like he's aging in reverse.
Well, you should if you're going to eat perfectly.
Yeah.
But my flip side of that would be, how many times do you see these 100-year-olds that are like, a shot of whiskey and a cigarette every morning, that's my secret.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you're just destined to go early or destined to live a long time, you're going to.
Here's a story. I remember it well when, and I'm not a Grateful Dead fan, but remember Jerry Garcia died in 1995, and they said he died because he quit everything in the last 3 months of his life. He decided to go clean
and it
killed him.
Right.
And his system went into shock.
Right.
So
it's like these people that their spouse dies and they die from broken heart, or they retire from a job and have nothing to do and then they die.
Yeah.
If I'm not enjoying life, I have the feeling my body would, not want to keep going. If I can't have a burger or a taco.
Didn't 60 Minutes Andy Rooney died after he retired from 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
He died.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's very common.
It's like you don't know what to do. Thankfully, Larry King's still alive. He's had some health problems. But, he was obviously, he was the first quintessential talk show host on CNN for all those years. And he's at, but like when you,
if you enjoy life, you give your body reason to keep living.
Yeah. When you mentioned about athletes, but John Feinstein said it best. Great athletes die twice. They die when they retire.
Yep.
And then they die after that. All right. Thanks to everybody called. Everybody who listened. Brian Barrett, stay tuned for him next. And the Red Sox pregame. Yeah. Will Fleming at 6:15. Joe Kostick, Josh Lewin on the call tonight. Who's on the mound tonight? Do we know who's on the mound tonight?
Nathan Eovaldi will be on the mound in the ninth to save
well,
it. Throw in 98 gas.
If everything goes well, fine. Then Nathan, I want to see Nathan Eovaldi pitch. So I hope they're in a position to save.
One Rick Porcello.
Ricky Porcello on the mound tonight. We will be back. I'll be on Monday morning with Wiggy. I don't know who. There's somebody else will join us. And then you and I will be, you'll be on the midday show with Dale all week long.
10 to 2 all week.
And then you and I are at Fenway Park next Saturday prior to Red Sox-Yankees.
Maybe it'll matter.
11 to 3. Well, the Yankees up 9-0 right now. Stay tuned for Brian Barrett right here next on WEI.
I'm going to make a prediction. The under over will be 3 months. And the end is the favorite, 6-5. You guys will be running the midday show within 3 months at WEEI, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see what happens.
I want to thank you guys. I think you guys are phenomenal together. You guys do an incredible show, and you're very knowledgeable.
You can't fix stupid.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.